Yemen's parliament has once again postponed an emergency meeting to discuss the resignation of President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi and the country's political turmoil. The meeting was delayed to make sure that all lawmakers are informed to attend. Parliament decided to meet urgently after President Hadi and the prime minister and the entire cabinet resigned on Wednesday following days of clashes and unrest in the capital, Sana'a. Political standoff between the Ansarullah movement and Yemen's U.S.-backed government has already thrown the country into turmoil. Ansarullah fighters surrounded the presidential compound and residence last week, forcing the president to implement changes to the draft constitution. Meanwhile, there have been reports of Ansarullah fighters firing warning shots to disperse a group of protesters near Sana'a University. Several people have been wounded. Our correspondent Yusuf Mari joins us from the capital, Sana'a, to tell us more about this. Well, Yusuf Mari, the reason that we have for the postponement is that not all lawmakers were informed to attend. How could that be?
It's not that all the members were not informed. All of them have been informed, according to Shoqi Shamsan, who is one of the members of parliament who I spoke with 30 minutes ago. He tells me that the main reason is because southern members of the Yemeni parliament could not make it to this meeting or to the meeting that was scheduled to take place on Friday, just a day after President Hadi submitted his resignation. Now, he tells me that many southern members of the parliament, some of them are out of the country, some of them are in the south, and simply could not make it to Sana'a to attend the meeting. And thus, any parliamentary meeting or any parliamentary decision which is made without their attendance would prove to be invalid. The situation, according to Shoqi Shamsan, is very serious and is very dangerous. And he mentions that they still don't know, many members of parliament still do not know what this meeting will be about, whether they will cede power to the House Speaker or whether they will discuss the possible options which the parliament can take under the current circumstances. Now, according to the Yemeni constitution, if the Yemeni parliament rejects the president's resignation, then the president is to remain in power for another 2 months, for a time limit of 2 months, whereby then power would be ceded to the House Speaker. Now, the House Speaker, he's believed to be a loyalist of former ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh. Let's not forget that most of the members of parliament, they are loyal to the former ruler. So this could be a situation where Ali Abdullah Saleh could make a return back to power if his loyalists vote in favor of ceding power to the House Speaker, Yahya al-Ra'i, and he's been a Saleh loyalist for many years.
So let me get this straight. Ali Abdullah Saleh actually has a chance maybe to come back into power?
When we say Ali Abdullah Saleh returned back to power, it's not necessarily insinuating that he will become president or hold a political position. No, what Ali Abdullah Saleh is doing is that he continues to remain in power or calling the shots from behind the scene. And one of the ways that he will be able to do that is if he can get some of his officials in power. And that will basically make it easier for him and solidify his stance to pull some of the shots and to influence some of the political decisions in the Yemeni political dynamics. And on the ground, we have seen Ali Abdullah Saleh have influence throughout the past, since 2012, ever since President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi was elected in a one-handed presidential election. Ali Abdullah Saleh, he's been calling some of the shots from behind the scenes. And this is something which many Yemeni politicians complained to the UN and complained to the backers of Yemen's National Dialogue Conference. They said that Yemen's transition of power phase will be sabotaged if Ali Abdullah Saleh continues to sort of call the shots from behind the scene. And this is why the UN imposed sanctions on the former ruler, because they got evidence that he is deliberately trying to sabotage the transition of power phase. And however, this will be legitimate if the Yemeni parliament is to cede power to the House ruler, then the GPC Ali Abdullah Saleh's ruling party could return to power, which, in other words, will mean that the former ruler will be back in power. And this is something which many Yemeni politicians feared, and something which many of the political parties who took to the streets with the youth protesters in 2011 tried to prevent and feared as the worst situation that could occur. However, with President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi submitting his resignation, according to the Yemeni constitution, he will remain president for two more months, whereby then the parliament will make a decision whether to elect the House Speaker to become the commander-in-chief.
Thank you very much. Yusuf Mara there, a correspondent talking to us from Sana'a.